All right, we have another call.
Yes, we do.
I'm a little worried about it. Johnny B Show, how can I help you?
Johnny B, Johnny B.
Oh, my God. Kelly, what the hell, dude?
Not tonight, Kel.
You need to pay your penance for leaving us hanging. Nope. We made a segment for you, and you bailed on us, you son of a bitch.
Yep. Yeah, we did prep.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I've been fighting with some demons.
What happened?
Nothing.
No. You got to tell us. If you're gonna leave us high and dry like that, you have to explain yourself.
I haven't been listening here lately. I've been trying to get things together. I have a little bit of addiction problem. So,
are you smoking crack?
Oh, yeah, meth head.
Yeah.
You were smoking crack? I was kidding.
Say it.
No, yeah.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
He dirty.
Okay.
Well, so, dirty.
Anyway, I turned it on earlier when I had an impersonator come in, and I got all the rats and roaches out of my trailer, big dog, so good looking out.
He don't like it when they mock him.
No, not at all.
They're mocking me, yeah.
What, are you drinking tonight, Kel?
I had to call my girlfriend and tell her they're mocking me on the radio. I got a call.
You have a girlfriend now?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
Is it the one that had the gastric bypass?
Yeah, left you or something?
In between girlfriends, it's Mary Palm and my four daughters, you know. Anyway.
Gross.
How y'all been doing, man?
I'm pissed. Honestly, yeah, I've been worried about you, number one. I was worried about you. I thought you were dead because I was like, there's no way Kelly is going to miss his own segment on his debut night. And then that's the first night you didn't call us, like, in months.
We talked about it all day. All day we talked about it. We were so excited.
Yeah. I've had people tell me that if I don't stop what I'm doing, I'm going to be dead. So I'm trying to get it under control.
Hang on a second, Kel. I want to get to the bottom of this because you do need to get your butt in gear. What are you doing? Like, what drugs are you using currently? You drink and you're doing cocaine. Anything else?
Little meth, and it ain't good.
That's a tough one to get off of, man.
Yeah,
once you get started on that pony, that's a tough one.
Have you ever huffed paint?
No, I'm not going that far, Johnny B.
Leaves it at meth,
yeah,
Johnny.
No, I'm a painter, so I don't want to huff paint.
Readily available.
So are you still working? You didn't get fired, did you, for going on a meth binge?
No, I'm still working. I'm still working. I'm functioning.
They're not gonna fire him. The guy gets all methed out and does a whole house in 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing that, but I have babbled in it, and I don't like it. And it kept me up for 4 days, and give me bad headaches, and I thought gritting my teeth, and thought I was dying for 6 hours.
I heard that's like the best you ever feel though.
I kind of look at
the skanks in the neighborhood here running around with no teeth and sores all over their face.
Yeah. See, that's why I like fat girls, man. You just give them some fluffer nutter and they're happy.
You just give them a damn double burrito with extra sour cream. Say, have at it, baby, and bend over.
What a romantic man you are.
You guys are real Casanova.
Hey, flowers and roses and wild turkey.
What are you gonna do? Sorry. I can tell you're bummed. You sound sad. Did something happen where somebody left you or told you that they can't be in your life anymore or what happened?
Repo your Camaro.
We're working on it.
What does that mean though? Can you elaborate a little bit?
Say it.
Well, my girl left because she said she couldn't handle me no more. Anyway.
Say it.
I ain't been listening for past week and a half because I've been fighting with these demons, so. But I just want to say.
I know when I'm fighting demons, I can't listen to the radio. Say it.
Yeah.
Say it. Johnny B, your demon is a brisket. Brisket. Say it.
Good one.
Don't get another crease. Say it. Stay away from me, brisket. I don't want another crease.
Oh my God.
I can't to add another crease.
Oh my God! I've really.
Right, he's back.
Kelly,
he's back.
I thought you were the most brisket. You go ahead. Okay. All right. I thought you were the most awful man in the world when you first started calling, but I have genuine affection for you now, I got to tell you. And I hope that you do clean yourself up because we want you around.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We have our own All right, man. I love y'all. I love y'all, man. I'll give y'all a holler.
All right, buddy.
Say it.
And all you radio listeners, say it. This is the original KJ. Yay! Say it.
Okay. God bless. Kel. Right. Man. These guys hate to have somebody do an impression of them.
They do. I love it. We got just like, we have our own little whack pack. It's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got little Danny. We got freaking Kel, Cherokee. Yeah. We used to have Marine Rob. I think he's mad at us now. He doesn't call anymore.
No, he's all saddled up at Duke's.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
He's got his new broads over at Duke's.
Man, I would love to.
Going to Duke's.
We should, we don't have any money. I was going to say, we should like send them out together. Fritz, finally get him and Lori together, have them hang out, send them on a date, bring the Motley crew with them, and they'll hang out at Duke's.
Let's do, I'm thinking about doing pop-up comedy shows, right? Where I just announce it on social media. I'm going to be in this parking lot with a Bluetooth speaker and a couple of comics. And we're going to do a show, and we're going to stream it. And we'll put our Venmo at the bottom of the screen, right? And we'll work off tips. But I want to do one where we just invite all of our wackos, and I just roast them.
That would be great. That would be really great. Yeah. So who would you want if you had to just do, like, four? Because we got quite a few characters. If you had to do four.
You know what I would do? I would let the listeners vote. Because they're the ones that are going to be watching it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd want them to pick the four.
I want Kelly for sure.
Yeah. We could just sprinkle a trail of meth from his house to the show. What happened? Yeah. Say it.
I know he'd like that. Don't do it. I would love to have Daniel, but I don't think he's of age, so we couldn't do that. Yeah.
Just saying that out loud could be isolated and used against you.
Yeah, I know. So Kelly and Fritz are in for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And then two more. Cherokee, I feel like, I don't know. I'm not sure about Cherokee.
I'm liable to get canceled because I'm going to end up walking up with a headdress on or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who else. I'd have to really think about it.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
We'll go out and get Marine Rob, but he has to show
up. Oh, Marine Rob,
Joker.
Definitely. Yes, that would be the third one. For sure. He would get up. He would get pissed in the middle and walk out. He would be the only person that left his own roast because he was mad because people were mocking him and stuff.
Yeah, he just leaves a pile of chicken wing bones on his chair and he gets out of there.
Yeah. And great. I guess throw Cherokee in at number four.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You know, at least I know I got a weed hookup then. You know?
Mount Rushmore of the Johnny B Show.
Ooh, more like Mount Slowmore. Come
nice.
On.
Nailed
him.
Roast. He already roasted these sea suckers.